This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Mike Mack sitting in for Chad Hartman. Twins tonight, game two with the Brewers, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock. The first pitch, or shortly thereafter, last night they did it. They snapped a four-game losing skid. The last time they had won, Randy Dobnak was the winning pitcher against Pittsburgh. Last night, Randy Dobnak was the winning pitcher, the streak stopper. And he joins us now from Milwaukee. Randy, congratulations on a job well done again last night.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Tell me about that. I'm watching last night. Rosario hits the grand slam. As a pitcher, what does that do for you?
It's definitely nice to get the run support early on. It makes it a lot easier for the pitchers. You know, we're not trying to make mistakes, but mistakes are going to happen, and we're going to give up runs. So to have run support early in the game, it definitely helps the pitcher kind of relax more and go out there and just kind of pitch more.
How are you different today pitching than last year when you made your debut the first couple of times?
I'd say I'm pretty much the same person. Maybe got a little bit more control than I did last year, if anything. But other than that, I think I'm just kind of the same person I've always been.
Randy Dobnak is our guest. He won again last night. By the way, Big Ten made it official. They're not going to play this fall in football. They will try for the spring. We'll talk more about that in the 2 o'clock hour. That was expected, of course. We had Jeff Schemmelon talk about it a little bit earlier. Randy, I want to go back to last week when you went back to Pittsburgh, because that is your home park, so to speak. That's where you grew up, and you were not just a baseball player growing up. You were a fan. You estimated 150 games to watch the Pittsburgh Pirates. Who was on the team the first time that you watched them play?
I don't even know. That was probably back in 2001.
Man, that's ancient history.
I don't know if Jason Kendall was on the team yet.
Oh yeah,
catcher. Maybe.
Yep.
Jason Bay.
And what do you remember about attending games as a fan? Obviously, everybody dreams of playing in it, but do you remember watching from out there and saying, "Man, someday I'm going to play for the Pirates"? What was it like for you?
Growing up, me and all my buddies and my family, we'd always joke about, me and all my buddies, we play baseball, so. We'd always be like, it'd be really cool to, going to games is pretty cool, but it'd be really cool to, be out there on the field, whether you're pitching or you're playing a position or something like that. So we'd always joke about that, and, we all have our dreams, and for me, I actually got to live out that dream and be out there and pitch at PNC Park, and it's a beautiful stadium. Just the whole entire backdrop of the city in the back is awesome, and it was pretty surreal, but it was awesome.
Obviously no fans there, but what did you hear from your family and from your friends and from your coaches and from your people from that area that watched that night?
My phone was, I had a lot of people reach out to me, whether they texted me or sent me messages on the social media somewhere. But I had a lot of people, a lot of family, a lot of friends, former teachers, coaches, people that I haven't even talked to in 5, 6, 7 years. They reach out to me and they're like, "Hey, man, this is kind of a dream come true." And a lot of them are from Pittsburgh and still live there. And they're like, "This is gonna be the first time we're actually rooting against the Pirates." So it was kind of cool to have all that love and support. But I've had that for forever.
Sure.
Ever since I started playing baseball, I've always had my family and my friends behind me and everything I do. So it's always nice.
As I understand, even when you were 19 years old. you're out on a date with your girlfriend, now wife, and you found out they called up Gregory Polanco, and you said, we got to get watch this on TV. They just called up Polanco. Is that true?
Yeah, we were down in Myrtle Beach, and I think I read it on Twitter or something like that, that they were calling him up, and I was like, you know, we gotta find a place on here that's carrying this game. And we checked like five or six sports bars down at the Boardwalk or something like that, and the one that we finally found it at, as soon as we walked in, I'm pretty sure that he came with the bat, so that was pretty cool.
And she still married you?
Yes. I guess I'm doing something right.
Yeah, I remember sitting with you in the dugout last year at Yankee Stadium the night before the day before Game 1 against the Yankees. And it's, we all take it. You're going to Yankee Stadium, everybody takes it in. And you don't understand it unless you're there on game night. I mean, the commissioner's there. Reggie Jackson's there. And I mean, it is something. And I remember, you know, sitting with you and just visiting off the record about looking out at that, what you're seeing, and you weren't in disbelief anymore, but certainly you had a great appreciation. You had to change your wedding. Lots of things had happened in your life over the previous year. Take me back to that. What did that mean to sit in Yankee Stadium, and what did that feel like the night before and the day of you're going to face the Yankees in the playoffs?
It's really just an awesome feeling. You know, if you think of, you know, you think of postseason baseball, and you, first thing you probably hear of or think of is, you know, playing at Yankee Stadium in the postseason. So just for me to get my first, I guess, postseason appearance at the Yankee Stadium was just really, I mean, really awesome. And for me, it was, for me and my family, I guess it was pretty cool. But it's just really surreal, you know, kind of realizing, you know, like things, dreams are coming true, and you know, things are happening, and I'm pitching well. And I guess, I just kind of went there and did my thing, but obviously it didn't turn out too well. But it was just really cool to experience that. Hopefully I get another shot at it.
Absolutely. I don't care. You're in the books either way. Randy Dobnik on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. And you know, and that's one of the things, and the last question for you, but, you know, as we talk about, and I'm not trying to get you too far out in front of this, but one of the things about pitching in Yankee Stadium is Yankee Stadium ambiance. And whoever plays them in the playoffs this year, it'll be different because you won't have the same sense of, and Randy, you know what I'm talking to, but you got to be there to see it. In the fourth, fifth inning, as that crowd just gathers, and before the game, and you see all this pageantry, it'll be interesting to see if that has an effect.
Yeah, it's definitely something. But for me, I don't really, I kind of have that ability to kind of like block out everything. So, you know, after I took a step on the mound, It was pretty loud, and then it got a little louder, and then after I threw my first pitch, I kind of just blocked it all out, and it was just me and Garv out there catching. So that's kind of an ability that I've had in my whole career. Is, you know, I don't let that stuff affect me. If anything, I'd rather have fans, you know, screaming at me, yelling at me, doing all these crazy things. You know, I think it's just really good for the game. It's fun. But I mean, I can only speak for myself, but I think a lot of guys are, you know, missing the fans. Whether it be interaction, you know, all the support and stuff, but it's definitely going to be a different year. Definitely going to be pretty weird in the postseason, but it's going to be fun.
We've accepted the fact there are no fans. That doesn't mean that we enjoy it, right? Randy, appreciate it very much. Thank you so much. Congratulations again on your spectacular start to this season and continued success.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.